This is Daily Routine by Dekobi. Aiden Menchaca is coming up next with Tchaikovsky's Canon. Really great classical stuff at 10 a.m. Thank you for listening to The Loft today here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford. My name is Frank Y. I will be with you next week for the final show of the semester before break starts and the snow falls. Dillkid was also happy to be here. His query hour was very fun and enjoyable and enlightening. Again, thank you for listening to The Loft here, 91.5 WMFO.
Good morning. You are listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon on 91.5 WMFO. It is 10:02 right now. A nice Friday morning, Friday the 8th of December. I hope all your finals are going well if you have them, or all your last projects are going well if you're just trying to continue before holiday break. Really, it's a grind, but we're getting there. So last week we played some high romantic music, and I hope you really got a lot out of it, because I've been listening to that a lot lately. This week we're going to be doing something, you know, not so different. We're going to be playing nationalistic music, which is mostly in the romantic vein, but we'll see some other composers from different eras. And really, as you know, as I said, it is a very romantic genre. Nationalistic music really rose in the 19th century with ideas of nationalism, but there are some composers in the 18th century who composed very nationalistic music for absolutist monarchs, and we will see one composing for Louis the 14th. Beethoven himself actually composed some interesting pieces which were nationalistic in different ways. He was paid to compose something called Wellington's Victory, which we will listen to. And we're also, we threw in a little Verdi there, because why not? He was always, people always consider his operas or interpret them to be cries for Italian independence. So without further ado, we'll probably get into the most nationalistic piece right here. This is the fourth movement of the Slavonic Dances by Antonín Dvořák. I love this piece. Here it is.
Thank you.
And we are back. Hope you've been enjoying the music this morning. We just had the Sylvanic Dances, number four, as I said. Then we had the fifth section of Johannes Brahms' Ein Deutsches Requiem. And right there we had the beginning of Mav Lost by Bedrick Smetana, who really influenced Dvorak significantly. And he was probably credited with this work that we just heard, with really creating this nationalistic genre. But as I said, we'll see some other music later in the program. So just an important PSA. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you to save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, that's important in this holiday season. It hasn't been too cold yet, so I'm pretty happy about that. But we can get back into the music here. We're going to play a piece by Beethoven called The Battle Symphony, or Wellington's Victory. I think you'll notice both the French and English motifs that are quoted in this piece. And we are back. Thank you for listening today. We just have one more song for you this morning, and that is a piece by Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring, the end of that. I hope you saw that also. You know, there's other nationalistic music that's not in the 19th century. The piece that we just played by Jean-Baptiste Lully is French music for Louis XIV. And then we had before that Water Music Suite played for King George by Handel. And before that we had Aida, the Triumphal March from Aida. So I hope you've had an enjoyable time. I will see you next week. Here is Appalachian Spring, a part of it by Aaron Copland.